Hey, Matt, this is Mason with Tri-State Seed. Return your phone call.
Mason Douglas is the general manager of Tri-State Seed on the north edge of Connell, Washington. He gets about 10 calls from all over the West every day. Farmers looking to plant forage crops for cattle, oats, barley, and triticale.
I hate to let you know, unfortunately, we are sold out of oats and barley at this time. I don't even know where to send you. I think everyone in this local area is sold out.
He says those few seeds that are available are double the price they should be. In fact, this year, Tri-State Seed is hedging a bit by making additional contracts with farmers on irrigated ground to grow seeds.
We put a lot more stuff on irrigated, so which costs more money to go do, but it's hedging a bet. So we're trying to produce more to hopefully have something to sell to our customers this fall, but Mother Nature is, I guess, the unpredictable beast that we face.
So last year, you know, was a really bad year for drought.
That's Jeff Marty, the drought coordinator for Washington State's Department of Ecology.
Really extraordinarily dry year. You know, one of the driest years since 1895.
He says it's not looking good this spring east of the Cascades in Washington or across much of Oregon. And the region is still recovering from last summer's unprecedented triple-digit heat dome event. Marty says the state is watching conditions closely, and this summer may extend its drought declaration.
This winter, we needed to have just a really good comeback year. We needed an awesome snowpack. We needed lots of precipitation, especially on the east side, and that didn't happen.
Katie Boutsor is a Southeast Oregon rancher. She's been checking on her mamas and the brand new calves with her small Ranger farm vehicle every 2 hours. She says she'll have to cut her family's herd back this year. There's just not enough grass on their allotted range to keep the mamas healthy enough to get pregnant again this year.
Your cows are turned out and there's really not enough feed. Your cows go downhill pretty quickly, and then that affects your breed back and just how well they're raising their calf that's off their side.
On top of all this, alfalfa hay prices are up $100 a ton from last year. So it's mighty expensive to bring cattle home off the range early. The only solution is to cut down the herd. Usually, it's the older cows that have to go first.
You know exactly everything about that cow and how many calves she's had and what kind of calf she produces, and it's really hard to sell those, to watch those get on a truck.
Back at the seed silos, Mason Douglas is moving oats with a corkscrew-shaped auger from one bin to another. Farmers watching the process sometimes see the oats and want to buy them.
All spoken for, but we are transferring some oats right now.
I stick my head in an empty grain bin. Eerie echoes of droughts gone by, and every day without rain means more empty bins down the line. I'm Anna King in Connell, Washington.